The old man has to become the new man. It's not meaning if you're 18 or 30 or 50 or 60. You know, you could take a little child that's 10 years old and you would tell him you're 25 and he would say, you're an old man. Amen. And then a man 25 would look at a man 50 and say, you're an old man. But I'm talking there concerning the natural to the spiritual.
Right.
When you look in the Word of God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I look there at the 66 books and I see where God divided the Old Testament to the New Testament. Isn't it something that when a mother conceives and when it comes time for the birth, there is a newborn birth given?
Yeah.
About 2,000 years ago, there was the greatest new birth given. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Isn't it something that he said that he would make all things new?
Yeah.
I remember somewhere around 30 years ago, that old man who was corrupt, full of deceit, full of sin, full of darkness, a new day came forth.
All right.
I was there crying out. And I was 30 some years old. And at that time I wouldn't call myself an old man. I thought I'd just begun. You know, in other words, we're just in middle age.
Amen.
We're just now beginning to live. But I found out that day it changed my life forever.
Amen.
I no longer was the old man. I was no longer the old creature. But I come a new man in Christ. And old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. I don't know about you. I'm not looking back, but I'm going forward. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. What he started back there, he's still doing today. I'm still holding on. I'm still looking up. I'm still here. And I'm telling you, I'm about ready to go from glory to glory. My God, somebody, he is coming. Is the church ready to meet? I love that when, you know, a lot of people like new things. But if we're not careful, we begin to let the new things become old again. Amen to God. Isn't it something that when you look at Christ, it's something that he can take the old wine, and yet there's also new wine. Amen to God. I thought there in the Word of God, it's something on the day of Pentecost, that new wine came. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Even though they were born again, a lot of them was filled with the Holy Ghost. There was about how many up there? About 2,000, I believe. But when they walked out of there, that river was flowing in their lives. Those tongues were flying. That wind was blowing. My God, they changed the world because they were new in Christ. Oh, God. Oh, give me that new wine. Oh, God. Oh, I thought there in the Word of God, the Bible says his priesthood is unchangeable.
Yeah.
I thought there in the Word of God, it's something about him. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Oh, my God. But a day will come, Pastor, that we will change from glory to glory. We're going to meet him. This corruptible body will put on incorruption. I'm telling you, Jesus is real to the church of God.
Yeah.
The danger is that new things, if we're not careful, can begin to wear out. Amen to God. It's like getting a new car. You like to take care of it. You like to keep it clean. Have you noticed something about a new car? It smells new.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Just open it. Don't that newness smell good? Well, I can tell you, it's new every day. His promises are new. My God, somebody. Hey, somebody. My God, somebody. It's a new Sunday. There'll be a new Monday. There'll be a new Tuesday. There'll be a new Wednesday. Why? Because we know in whom we have believed. Oh, God. I believe we're going to sing a new song, sister. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? I believe we're going to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God. If any man be in Christ, all things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. We are the new man. It's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm telling you, he's still the same yesterday. He can step back 2,000 years ago, and he can step right here tonight and say, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. Thank God he doesn't change.
That's right.
Thank God he doesn't change.
Thank you.
If I be in Christ, there is a change. And every day, I want to just keep getting closer and closer. And the closer I get, the more I get to know him. Just saying, oh God, that comfortable man, if anybody's been born again, and if he truly knows the new man, he can remember the old man. And there is a whole difference there. As far as the heavens to the earth, that old man will lie, he'll get drunk, he'll get high, he'll steal, cheat, commit every kind of sin there is. Is that right? But oh God, that new man is holy, that new man is pure, that new man is love, that new man, my God, that's the Christ in me. That's the Christ in me. He's the new man.
Yeah.
I no longer have to live the old man because he's corrupt. Oh God. To put on, the Bible says, to put on the new man. I had to put my pants on to come here. I had to put my shoes on to come here. I had to put a coat on to come here. I could have put a dark one on. I could have put a blue one on. I could put a whole lot of things on. But I found out, put off the old man. Oh, why? He's corruptible, do you hear that? His nature is this world. My God, the Bible said to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the mind of Christ. Now, God, somebody, put on the mind of Christ. He is above. I said, oh, God, you know, he can make things new. Oh, Lord, if he wanted to, he could make it old again. Do you hear me? Why? He inhabits eternity. Oh, God. You know, a lot of people don't like Monday, but they sure like Friday after church. Come on now. Oh, there's a lot of people who say they like to go to church, but only on Sunday. I found out I want to be where he is. Do you hear me? I want to hear somebody. Oh, my God. That would say somebody called me and said, would you want to go to church? And my reply was, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. That new man likes to go to church. That new man loves the word of God. That new man loves to pray. That new man loves. Hallelujah! He loves.
Thank you, Jesus.
He loves.
Thank you.
He has mercy, forgiveness.
Yeah.
One time you had a hard time getting that out of me. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. You did something on me, you're going to get it back. Amen to God. Hallelujah. It's the truth. I was the old man. You can't get that old. You can make him religious, but you can't get him saved.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You can make him look religious. He can come up and act religious. He can carry a Bible and act religious. But until he's born again, until the new man, my God, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. off them change his skin. Can the leper change his spots? It's like a mouse trying to whoop an elephant. I can tell you it just don't happen, brother. It just don't happen. That old man, you can teach him to be religious. You can teach him to act safe. But he's still corruptible. He's still rotten to the core. He'll still lie when he wants to. He'll try to act good when he wants to. But when he walks out of the church, he's still an old man. That new man.
Yeah.
That new man cannot lie.
Come on.
That new man cannot change. For he's still the Lord. And I change not. But yet, even when God Almighty, he brought him out of bondage. He brought him out from the bondage. Oh my God. And they kept crying to Sam the deliverer. You can take. I thought to myself, and I give this a thought. Do you know? You know what a staff is? Do you know what a staff is?
Uh-huh.
It's a stick that the shepherds used to have.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me? And that staff is something. When God told them to take their staffs, and they took their staffs, and they laid it down, the priest did, in the ark, in the presence, in that ark. And in 24 hours, a dead stick had almonds. It was blossoming. A low stick becoming a shouting if you want to. I can tell you, if a low stick laying in the presence of God for 24 hours has blossoms, almonds, what would happen if I were laying in the presence of God? My God, for 24 hours, I'd be like, get up and say hallelujah, hallelujah. I can tell you, that old man, he went down, but that new man came up.
Thank you.
Amen.
I was buried with him in his death. Oh, that's just like, no difference that you will somebody in here to cast it, and you look at their body. And you can see, Lord, over the years, you can see the condition. You can see what they went through, the pain, the hurt. Oh, my God. And on and on and on and on. But I can tell you, the new man is not in a casket. Do you hear that? It's just a body laying there. But the new man, oh, my God. I can tell you, brother, when I entered into his death, I came up. Some people like a new shirt. Some like a new tie. You know, wouldn't it be something? You know, when we have Christmas once a year. Amen. Now think about it. What if every Christmas we went back and kept getting the same present, the same gift? You say, my Lord, I've got enough socks now. I've got enough ties now. I've got a lot of this now. Do you hear me? I've got so much cologne. I got more than what to do with. So what you do, you just take those, you slap them up, and put them on the tree, and give them to somebody. Something that belongs to. But 2,000 years ago, there was a gift. I said there was a gift. Well, somebody, I said there was a gift. And that gift is eternal life. He's coming back for the bride who made herself ready to receive this new man, which is Christ.
Amen.
Christ, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh God. You ever notice about a newborn baby? Their skin. You know that some, a lot of times when they show baby commercials, they show a beautiful little baby. Pretty. They don't show that baby when he first comes out. He's ugly.
Amen.
He looks a mess.
Amen.
I mean, he's wrinkled. His head, is it something with his head?
Uh-huh.
Come on. Come on. gone now.
Yeah.
But yet he's new. I said he's new, brother. He's just came into the world. That's like a lot of us when we're new babes in Christ. Oh, somebody, we gotta sincere the word, the milk, the new meat. Why? Because I want to grow. I want to grow. I don't want to stay a baby. I don't want to buy a job. I want to become more and more like Christ every day. It's an awful thing. When you're 50 years old and you're still a pacifier, do you live in the house?
That's right, amen.
We must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
We will if we put on
Christ.
Because the Bible says, if any man be, you take that baby. When it's born, that baby is never meant to stay a baby.
Right.
It's meant to become a man.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And the same way with that baby girl, she's meant to become a woman.
Yeah.
We are meant to become just like Christ.
Yeah.
All things.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was once born of the flesh, but I was born again of the Spirit. God, somebody. Oh, I've got a birth certificate, Pastor. That tells you August the 26th, 1951. There's a little bitty footprint about that big on the riding wall, somebody. Oh, I said somebody. But oh, I got a new certificate written down in heaven in the book of God. I've been born again. I've been born in the blood. Hallelujah, Lord.
Blessing, Jesus.
What a thought. Salvation brought.
Yeah.
I ain't going around lying. I ain't going around cheating. I'm going about the Father's business.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
At 12 years old, if he can be in that temple which he was, just a young lad, and here comes Mom, Mary and Joseph. Where did he go? Looking for him. Where did he go? What did he kill for? Has anybody seen Jesus? You just don't let a 12-year-old boy rough and run off and I'd like to something. They've been gone for a while and then they begin to miss him. Brother, I don't want him to be gone for me one moment.
Amen.
You hear me? I found out I want to walk with him every day.
Amen.
Just not a Sunday morning, 2 hours, if you hear me. Oh, I want a new song, a new praise in my heart. What are you saying? He makes things new. I can tell you that sun that came up this morning, some of us might have seen it and some of us might, but it still came up. It didn't have a choir over there telling it to come up. It just obeyed the word of God and it came up. Oh my God, do you hear that? I thought the stars, they see the stars, it just goes and goes and goes and goes. They can't count them, there's treasons up there. And yet, he said, I'm taller than the stars. Oh my God, he is the bright and morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He's the first of 10,000. He is the new man. My God, somebody, we are new in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He brought them out of Egypt. And he brought them out full with gold and silver. He even had the enemy to give to them what they wanted. They took all those, every bit of their offerings and sacrifices. And out in that wilderness, no longer when Moses is on that mountain. I heard that song, high upon that mountain.
Amen.
Son, your work. Oh God. He's up there. And they're down there. That priest, his brother Aaron. The people came to him, Pastor. And they said, make us a God. Make it what? And the danger is, it was in their imaginations and thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
because they'd been in Egypt for a long time, seeing gods and gods and gods and gods. Who came up with a golden calf? They changed their glory into a calf that eats the grass. And yet they saw the Red Sea open. They saw the pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day.
Come on.
He brought them out. The danger was he couldn't get them in. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
He couldn't get them in. Shout with me if you want to, but it's in this New Testament,
right,
and also the Old Testament. And then when Moses came down, he saw an image of a golden calf, and Aaron went to him and said, I just throwed it in the fire and out come a calf. Oh dear God, they don't work that way. Do you hear me? It was in the imagination. And in the Bible says the imagination, I can tell you it can change, brother. I said it can change. I met people one time, how sweet they are. 10 minutes later, you, my Lord, they change. Come on now. Oh, I see them one day at night, and the next day they chew your head off. I can tell you, my Lord, that's the spirit that's not of God. I'm telling you, we're steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Sister Roxanne, when I got born again, I didn't need an AA program. I said I didn't need an AA alcoholic. They say once an alcoholic, always. That tells me I stayed the old man.
Yeah.
Come on now. When I got up, the new man gave me a desire. Not a habit. My God, he broke the chains. We can sing about it. But did he do it for you?
Amen.
Did he do it for you? Did he do it for you?
Amen.
He did it for that man in those tombs. Cutting himself. Screaming. But when Christ set him free, he become a new man.
Amen.
That old tombs,
yeah,
that old nakedness, that old possessed of the devils was no longer there.
Thank
you. He had a higher.
Thank you.
And it wasn't a higher power to find. He knew who this Christ was.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go with him.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord suffered him not. Said, now just go home and tell what good things the Lord has done for you.
Yes.
See, only that new man that experienced that can tell it.
Right.
Some people say, you've heard it, it's better filled than told.
Amen.
First it's got to be filled.
Yes.
Then it can be told. I can walk down. I can walk down through a car lot, look at all those new cars. Or I can say, just take me to the used cars. Because I know those new cars don't cost a whole lot more than the old cars.
Yeah.
Come on. And I go down and I like what they first say. Well, how much are you wanting to give? Oh, that's just the way. You say, oh, about 3 or 4. There ain't no use looking at new cars. Come on now. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, they may lease you a new car.
Yeah.
And it's not your car.
Right.
But if it's a new car and you pay for it, most of the time the bank comes. Amen to God. You just borrowed it for a while. Amen to God. But if you keep paying, did you notice? If it's a 5-year note, oh Lord, it seems like it takes forever. Come on now. But did you notice the newness wears off after a while? And you say, I can't believe I'm paying that much for this whole car. Oh my God, somebody. I'm telling you, it's new every day. That new happened a bit by. I heard tonight about going deep, deep, deep.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, there's no bottom to him. And there's no height to him. Don't ever get satisfied. Because if you do, I know there's some people, they go so long, and after a while, all they want to do is sit in the rock and chew a rock.
Yeah.
I mean, they wore a spot out. And they were not sleeping. But one time they had a spot where they had that pew.
Yeah, I'm right.
They said, I'm just getting too old now. I can tell you Moses was 120. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I can tell you he can renew your strength, brother.
Yes, he can.
I can tell you, don't ever try to limit God.
That's
if
right.
You live 300 years, you live there, brother. Do you hear me? I mean, when you had a man 969, you are just not even close to that now. Hear me what I'm saying? God help me, a Moses, brother, that could go to that mountain at 120 years old, brother. His eyes did not dim. He didn't need no glasses. Come on now. Have you noticed? I've noticed the older I've got. I just got me one of those cheap glasses. After a while, I said, oh, my Lord. But I didn't want to get no prescription glasses. Because cheaper glasses are cheaper. Amen to God. And after a while, I finally got some, and sometime I use them, sometime I not. But I noticed something about it. The big print kept getting little.
Amen.
Come on now, shout with me now. And after a while, you know, you say, well, I've got a King James Bible. I've got it looks pretty good, but it's getting more blurry. Come on now. But if you anoint your eyes with eyes, Sam, if you go back to your first love, that first love, the back now, that first.
Bless you, Lord.
They've even changed the Bibles.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Now they've got the new NIV.
Yeah.
The new standard.
Uh-huh.
It is something new, has an attraction to the flesh. But it also has a disgusting to the whole.
Yeah.
I've seen people, they're called antique hunters. Oh, they like old things. And they're simple, I don't want number two. Some people will pay thousands and thousands of dollars for a piece of antique wood.
Yeah.
They must have the money. You ever seen that, what they call that on the road, antiques on the road, something like that? And you watch them, yeah, come on now. And you notice the older it is. Well, my. Amen? And you see, you know, I mean, you look at an old car, and it's an old Model T, or it's a 1957. You might as well not pull out what you get. You better get your checkbook out. Better get your credit. Come on now, if you want it. Come on. But years ago, you could buy that thing for just back then, there's a lot of money. Come on now. Come on. But, Brother Ross, I've been bought with a price.
Amen.
I've been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own. I said, I'm no longer. I don't belong to myself. I don't want my will. I want His will. His will is a new will. Oh my God. He's still the will in the middle of the way. God, somebody. He is my first and my last.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
What a Savior.
Thank you.
What a Savior.
Amen.
Oh, some people hate getting old. Paul couldn't wait to get to that chopping block. Shout when they want to. I don't know how old he was, but even when he first started out, he said in the Word of God, I'd much rather go to be with Christ. For the one I met on the road of Damascus, I've never been the same. I used to be a religious man. I used to be a Pharisee. I used to try to do everything. I did everything to try to destroy this faith. But on that road, when he knocked me down, he said, I'm Jesus. Oh, and when I heard him say that, I said to him, what would you have me to do? He went to the street astray. He was blind for 3 days. But on the third day, his eyes was open. He saw the new one. So with me, I was once blind, but now I see. Oh my God. I have a new vision. I have a new dream. I have a new hope because I have the new man, which is Christ. Oh God. Oh, you know, our ancestors that go way back, they didn't used to have a car. They used to have a mule or a wagon. And a lot of them said, let's go west. where the gold is. Some of them never made it. But if you want to endure until the end, you will walk the streets of that new gold. You're going to be in that new Jerusalem. Oh, God. And I want to take the crown. And I want to be sure when I see them all throwing their crowns in. Oh, Paul. I could see Paul throwing his in. I could see James throwing his in. I could see the angels by multitude saying, holy, holy, holy. Yeah. I could see them going back and forth. The Lord my God. Oh, my God. But I just got to have a crown too, because I want to throw it in and bow my knees and say, glory, glory. Glory, 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 and that will be if I stay that new man in Christ.
Praise.
You know, yes, I go back to the things, you know, we've got some things that's old. You know, you can have an old rocking chair, you can tell it's old cane rocking chair. Don't want hardly sit in it. And then they kind of like sitting in it once in a while. You hear me? But I still like the old gravy and biscuits. I still, isn't there something? You can be asleep can be, just cutting logs. And all of a sudden, from that kitchen, how it ever got there, I don't know what it got there. What was that? Isn't that something? I've got a snore.
Yeah.
It woke me up when that bed came. I knew it happened.
Preach.
I wake from the old world and I wake unto the righteousness of Christ.
Preach.
Wake unto righteousness and sin not.
Preach.
Boy, when you like coffee, then it comes to. You know, it smells better than it tastes. Well, some may not agree with it. But if you taste of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the old man don't want it. But the new man loves everything. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Lord,
preach.
There is a fountain.
Yeah.
Preach.
And when we draw from that water, we'll never thirst for that out there.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Preach.
A new man, a new creature.
Preach.
An old past, but a new beginning.
Hallelujah.
Brother Ross, would you come? Pastor, would you come?